All is worth saying's question time review. Question time, the 14th of May, 2026. The panel, Jenny Chapman, Labour. Michael Gove, Conservative. Danny Kruger, Reform UK. Steve Wright, Fire Brigade Union. The venue, Brecon, crossed out, London. It is a sun-filled spring day in the little town. Cloudless and heaven blue, the cobbled streets silenced and hunched in expectation. Bunting hangs about the shops, town clock and welfare hall. Torn from gilded dreams of bridesmaids' gowns or bucking ranches and roaring seas, principality girls and boys line the streets holding red dragon flags. Listen and wait. Listen and wait. Hushed. The babies are waiting too, and the farmers, the tradesmen and pensioners, cobbler, schoolteacher, postman and publican, the undertaker and the fancy woman, drunkard, dressmaker, preacher, policeman, the webfoot cockle woman and the tidy wives. Horses, anthracite and statuesque, wait in the fields. Cows listen in the byres. You can hear the dew lifting and the hushed town breathing. The mayor is in attendance. The town clerk, from a gravel bucket, cures the final high street pothole with a confident pat of a ceremonial civic shovel. A processional, salt-slow, musical wind of expectation moves in the streets, through the squat chapel, past Ocky the milkman's loft. Pausing over Dyebred's bakery, it wafts from Cockle Street towards the Four Ale Sailor's Arms. Listen and wait. Listen and wait. In the local tradition of neo-romantic symbolist surrealism, puffins can hear the townspeople's unspoken innermost thought. Where the hell is Fiona Bruce? After apologising to Dylan Thomas, QT Review HQ is obliged to note that this week's question time was billed as coming from the harmless Welsh town of Brecon, population 8,250. In breathless expectation, the May the 5th edition of the Brecon and Radnor Express trumpeted, BBC's Question Time is coming to Brecon next week for a post-Senate election special. The Powys County Times even published an application form to join the audience. Ominously directed to an EU.web address, the selection wallers wondered of which ethnic group the Breconites belonged to and how they voted in the EU referendum of 10 years ago. However, in a move that would make any Welsh poet rage into a Thursday night, the possible Labour leadership election grieving its way through one or two posh streets hundreds of miles away amongst the Newsletonites takes precedence over the good men, grave men, wise men, drunkards and tidy wives that constitute the other 99.99% of the UK. Move to London. One wonders what's the point, as ever, the panel will be metropolitan types parachuted into the provinces anyway. Not to worry. An odd London lineup, not involving any Labourship leader challenges or their proxies, begged the question, why not just stick with Brecon? Only one MP was present. Jenny Chapman is labelled by the BBC Guff as Labour, but is in the House of Lords. Michael Gove, labelled as Conservative, stepped down from the House of Commons at the last election. The one member is Reform UK's Danny Kruger, a suspicion being he's there to field the Bruce's now weekly Nigel Farage donations bouncer. Question one. Tinged April wondered if a change in leadership would actually help or just be a rearranging of the deck chairs on the Titanic. Spectator editor, former Conservative Cabinet Minister and architect of Brexit, Michael Gove, was first to declare. Now Bruce began by reminding Michael he was a backstabber of PMs himself, which Gove ignored. He preferred to tell us that the plan has to change rather than the personalities. Any successor to Mr. Starmer needs to lay out a case to tell us what needs to change. When prompted by the chair to choose a candidate in a thus far non-contest with no candidates, Mr. Gove knifed Shabana Mahmood in the front with a Tory big beast endorsement, topped with faint praise. The camera returned to April, who'd fallen asleep. Jenny didn't like these prime ministerial changes and suggested Starmer should stay. I wonder why. Surrey-born Jenny Chapman, not her real name, Jennifer Smith, Baroness Chapman of Darlington, is a former MP of the aforementioned northern town, elevated to the peerage by Keir Starmer. Husband is Nick Smith, Member of Parliament for Blaenau Gwent and Rhymney, and one of the 111 Labour MPs who earlier this week signed a letter of support for Keir Starmer. Andy Burnham has made a move. Should the NEC let him stand? Asked LaBruce. Nothing would have made 52-year-old Surrey-born Jenny stand down from her hometown of Darlow, she began. Even if he's allowed, one muses, it would be sweet if the local party didn't select him. Makerfield is a great place, continued Jenny, and she would be up there campaigning if there's a by-election to try to install Burnham into the interesting Josh Simons, Lord Simons of Makerfield's, possibly soon to be vacant seat. Yes, interesting. Mr. Josh's credits include paying PR firm Abco £30,000 to investigate journalists, including their backgrounds and funding, who exposed Labour Together's undeclared donations. Simons, a Labour Cabinet Office and Minister at the time and ex-director of Labour Together, was forced to resign in February of this year. Simons was accused of contacting the National Cyber Security Centre, a division of the spy agency GCHQ, and making false claims of a link between Times journalists, pro-Kremlin networks and Russian disinformation. Mark Wright wanted a policy change too. At the conclusion of a timetable for Starmer's leaving, the vote was for change 2 years ago, which hasn't happened. The fire service has been decimated by 40 years of Tory cuts. Perhaps it's about priorities. Besides, or perhaps instead of, spending money on putting out fires or saving cats from trees, the scarce resources go on pontificating that no one should be asked to prove the sex on their birth certificate to use a bathroom. Meanwhile, the steering committee of their Disabled and Neurodivergent Members Forum issues statements condemning alleged government cuts to welfare. Rather than drive a big red engine at high speed beneath flashing lights, Pinkwatch urges that LGBT plus history is more important than ever as Trump's America turns back the clock. Burnham shouldn't have been blocked in the first place. Wright blamed Blair, Mandelson and McSweeney for the present difficulties, perhaps not realising that Burnham is being manipulated into a seat thanks to the sacrifice of an MP from the same clique. Danny didn't want to change, as it would be a change to the left because of the influence of the unions. Both main parties are split. The priority should be welfare savings channelled to defence. The income tax bill equals the welfare bill. Kruger would prefer a general election. Not quite his real name, Daniel Rain Kruger was born in Westminster and educated at Eton College and the Universities of Edinburgh and Oxford. The 51-year-old's mother is Dame Prue Leith, a restaurateur and prolific BBC presenter. His father was the late author Rain Kruger. Suffers hailing from the Eastern Cape, the Leith Krugers made their English home in Chailston Glebe, a rambling stone house set within a 30-acre Gloucestershire garden, complete with a one-acre lake. Remaining in the media bubble, Danny's cousin Sam is the literary editor of Michael Gove's Spectator. Penny Juner of the Daily Express and BBC is an in-law. Never having had a job after Oxford, Danny drifted through a series of political non-positions before becoming the MP for Devizes in the 2019 general election. Having held the seat in the 2024 election, he defected to Reform UK 2 months later. LaBruce turned to the posh London audience. Rather than farmers, tradesmen, cockle women and policemen, they resembled lanyard types. Few could afford a tie, jacket or razor blade. On a show of hands, in tune with the provinces, Few wanted a sixth Prime Minister in 7 years. Next week's programme comes from Dumfries, in striking distance of QT Review HQ. Should I apply for a speaking part in the audience? Or should we allow the Dún Hamers the same sort of lucky escape that the good people of Brecon are most probably relieved about tonight?